الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه. فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه. فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا على أنفسنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده ومن لم يستطع فبلسانه ومن لم يستطع فبقلبه. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We still awake inshallah. Looks like they're pulling our program till Seri time. And then we make Seri and then we keep Rosa inshallah. Allah inshallah let us all benefit, very beneficial programs. From all the programs mashallah, Allah let us benefit fully. One, first of all, a very simple and easy solution for all our problems. Read salawat ala nabi, durood on nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated in a hadith sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day durood, salawat on nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atum minan nifaq. Hypocrisy, nifaq, which has become so common. We will be saved by the barakat of durood sharif. Bara'atum minan nar. We'll be saved from jahannam. And all the wrong things which are happening, batil, Allah will take it by the barakat of durood sharif. A person who reads 100 times durood sharif a day, Allah will raise him with the shuhada, the shaheeds on the day of qiyamah. A person who reads 100 times durood sharif a day, Allah will fulfill 100 of his needs. 30 in this dunya, 70 in the akhirah. All our needs, Allah, in the barakat of salawat ala nabi, Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us read more than that, but minimum. Decide now in our hearts between us and Allah which time of the day. Fix that slot. That is the time I'm going to read my 100 duruds. If we read the shortest duruds, 2.5-3 minutes it will take. What calm, what ease you can read. And 2.5-3 minutes. The ulama of Syria, when women folk take their children to the ulama for dua, blow on them for dua, they advise them, when you're cooking the food in the house, read 100 times durood salawat and blow on that food. Your children will become awliya, atqiya, ulama, huffaz, qurra. But barakat of durood sharif, we cannot imagine. That's the easy solution. If you say, I stop my talk now, but if we promise we will do it, that is the solution to everything. Allah give us tawfiq, let us realize it, and that we actually do it, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited. Allah Ta'ala reminds us of the time and our whole journey. Allah reminds us. وَإِذَا أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. When Allah Ta'ala had gathered the arwah, or the souls of all the people of Bani Adam, Adam alayhi salam's awlad, and they were all in one huge place, small like ants, the ruh, the arwah were there. And Allah Ta'ala asked them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb, your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer, the one who sees to all your needs? When you are desperate, you need help. When you don't know what's going to happen, you turn to Him and He fulfills and sees to all your needs. Am I not that Rabb of yours? There were no shops there. There were no houses, factories, offices. We saw Allah, and everyone said, بلى, undoubtedly, our Allah, you are our Rabb. قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. We made all of you witnesses to this, that on Qiyamah's day, you cannot say, I did not know. And we all know it. It's a different thing from the time we were about 4 months in our mother's womb, after that life came. But we don't remember that. When we were 1, 2 years, 3 years, we don't remember what happened. After that little bit, some idea we have. But there are those great pious people whose hearts were so pure and clean, they remember all that also. Wow. They remember truly that Allah took this promise from us. So, and it's Allah's kalam. Allah, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Allah is the absolute truth. Allah has informed us. So our arwah were all there. Many of us, yeah, we are still young people, inshallah, Allah bless us with a lot of children. Their children's arwah are also there. When the body will be formed in the mother's womb, then Allah will transfer whichever ruh is coupled with whichever body. Then the child stays in the womb of the mother for about 5 months when there is life in the child. Then the child is born and comes in this world. And then we all know, we see our children, we were also like that, babies. And then we grew up, we were toddlers, we grew up a little bit more. We went further, we are small children, then we became juveniles, we became teenagers. Then we came of age, we got married, then we went further. For the whole process. So this whole thing. And then when we come to the end year of our life, we all know, and make this our aqeedah strong, as Maulana Abdullah explained, Jazahumullah khair, that don't make this dunya our object. That is only till there. After that, the real life starts. And really, we will realize I was in a dream world. When I was in the dunya, I was in a dream. This is the real world. Just like a child in the mother's womb, it realizes that there was nothing. Now is the world in this dunya. If any person wants to go for Hajj, Umrah, anywhere in the world, and he makes all his preparations to go to the airport, Cape Town International Airport, all, and in fact he's going in style, he orders a limousine, and he's invited all of the people of Cape Town, I'm going, all come and visit, come and see me off, and a big dawat of style also, and he has made all the preparations, but only till the airport. After that, he hasn't made no passport arrangement, no bookings he has made, no visa, where he's going, no booking of the hotel or anything. Can there be somebody as stupid as that? But me and you, really, we are those stupid people. Bahlul was a majzoob. That is a person, we call them mad, but we are really mad. They are right in their mind. So he was a friend of Harun al-Rashid, the great just king, pious king also. And they were close and very intimate and free with one another. So Behlul, everything what we say is upside down. They think him upside down. But we are upside down. So Harun al-Rashid gave him a stick and tell him, Behlul, you're so stupid. If you find somebody more stupid than you, then give him the stick. So Behlul went. And after some time he heard the king is ill. Maradul maut. He's terminally ill. He's going to pass away. He's in that labedam now. At any time he's going. So Bahlul came back to visit him. Now my friend, the king, is passing away. So the king asked him, you gave that stick to anyone? So he asked the king, King, you were in this world. You were governing so much of the Khilafat, the Muslim Khilafat. and you had to go and see the places, everything going in order, house things going. He said, yes. He said, you should make arrangements. He said, proper arrangements, transport arrangements, accommodation, intelligence, food, security, whatever you can think, wherever I should go, full arrangement. He said, okay, to cut it short, you are going now to Akhirat. What arrangement have you made there? So he said, no, for that I made no arrangement. So then he took his stick and he gave it back to him. That you are the most stupid person I found. That you are going for an eternal, everlasting journey. What preparation have you made? So we say that nobody can be so stupid that he'll go to Cape Town International, and he made no arrangement for his passport, but we are going to Mort, and that is the airport to Akhirat. Hey, what arrangement have we made of our Iman, our Amal, our reservation for Akhirat, our visa for Jannah? What have we made? What preparation have we made? How much are we conscious of it? We made Isha, we made Maghrib Salah, we'll be making Isha. How much of our thoughts were in Akhirat? Ayat of the Quran which are recited, Surah Fatiha and the other ayat, are to remind us daily, three times a day, Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, Zohar, Asr, we ponder and meditate ourselves. That is the real life, this life. We make sajda, وفي منها منها خلقناكم. When we come up from sajda, from the sand have we created you. وفيها نعيدكم, and we'll return you. And our stay in this dunya is just that while that we sit between the two sajdas. And then when we make the next sajda, وفيها نعيدكم تارة أخرى, we'll return you to the sand one more time, and forever you will be there. How many of us ponder about that? We are not making preparation for Akhirah. So Allah has made this, and then Allah has given us this wonderful way. But عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. A person who has got his Iman in order. And turn to the ulama-i-kiram who will teach us proper Iman. Go out in Jamaat. Associate with those Jamaat people, those ulama, those righteous and pious people who will teach us the Iman and remind us of Akhirah, of how to live a life according to Allah's commandments in this world, the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we're preparing for Akhirah. And we have been given a deen, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Our deen is so complete that our dunya also is deen. Eat according to Sunnah, your whole eating is deen and you get sawab. Sleep according to Sunnah, 8-10 hours you sleep, you're getting sawab for it. Sunnat of Qailula, Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, the sunnah do making Qailula siesta in the afternoon, is what the niyat of Sunnat is more virtuous than making tahajjud, which is nafar. Right? Just do any, go to toilet according to Sunnah, and you are making your Akhirat, our whole life. And then we made our life here, and in this dunya, man amila saliha min dhakarin aw untha, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala takes it, is the kalam of Allah, words of Allah. And in the Quran Sharif, where every letter, every dot, every fatha, every kasra, 100% haq it is. And Allah is saying, we will definitely give you an enjoyable life. We just do that. Everyone wants an enjoyable life. But we're looking for it in the wrong place. A person was living in a tin shanty, very poor. He had, however, one gold coin, Kruger Rand. That was his only asset in life. He lost it. Then he started looking for it outside on the street, under the street lamp. So a friend went past. He saw my friend is desperate. He's really looking for something. What's wrong? I lost my gold coin, and that's my only asset in life. That's all I got. He also felt pity. Let me help you. Look, look. And as it is common, then he asked him, where you lost it? So he said, I lost it in my tent shanty. So he said, then why are you looking for it here? He said, I got no light in the tent shanty. And here there is this bright light. So he can look for it there till the cows go home. How can he find it where it's not lost? Hey, if he goes to his tent shanty, he can use a matchstick, he can use a cigarette lighter, a little lamp. Or he's got nothing, just moving his hand around. But where he lost it, he can find it there. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people, Allah gave us honor in Islam. فإن نطلب العزة في غير الإسلام, if we look for our honor now in anything besides Islam, in casinos, in brothels, in schools, in universities, in lifestyle of the West, in their holidays and their resorts and their sports and their entertainment, in anything like that, أَزَلَّنَا اللَّهُ, Allah will once more disgrace us. Our izzat is in the masajid. Masajid cannot be closed. Allah has kept everything of us, of our deen and dunya, in the masajid. This is the place we can't stay away from. The Sahaba, how, what difficult conditions they came to the masajid. They didn't close the masajid. They didn't stay away from the masajid. Follow those ulama who tell you that your masajid, Hayya ala salah, the muazzin calls out, come to success. Hayya ala falah, success. And falah is that word of Arabic, success, every type of success. Allah has kept it in the masjid. And when you come, Allahumma aftah li, not baba rahmatik, abwaba rahmatik. The doors, open your doors of your rahmat, no virus. No virus yet. Yes, Allah's rahmat. Fi masabatan linnas, this is a place where of strong foundation for people. Greatest reward is here in the masjid. Man dakhalahu kana amina, who enters the house of Allah from the barakat of Haram Sharif, every house of Allah, he will find peace and solace. And look, a mu'min in a masjid is like a fish in the water. One time we were in Trinidad and there were some friends of ours who had gone to the Tobago, which is a nearby island under the control of Trinidad. So one person was at the shore, seashore, and he saw a fish in a small puddle of water. So it came in his mind that this fish is uneasy. A fish in a small puddle of water, in a small little tin shanty, it's uneasy. So he took a stick and he pushed it into the water. The minute it got the water of the ocean, it just swam away. And it went into deep water. After a little while, the fish came back. And where did it stay? Saying, Jazakallah, you put me where I belong. So a mu'min, he belongs here in the masjid. And whenever there is virus, any problem, Hazrat Ali with his wife, Fatima, every house little up and down happened, he should to the masjid. Where else? Nowhere else. One time Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw him sleeping in the masjid. He's understood house problems. And what happened, Ibn Turab? Oh, the son of sand, you are lying on the sand. What happened? So this is the place. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the wind should just blow a little stronger, masjid. One sahabi, no food in the house. Okay, masjid. Go back, food? No. Three times. And then food? Yes, food came ready. Ready, cooked and everything. Jannah's food, Allah said. Everything is in the masjid here. Where are we looking for it? Anywhere else. It's not in the university, it's not in the school. Your enjoyment and your to cool your mind is not in a holiday in the resort. And you go and visit animals. And you like the animals are big buzurgs. And you're going to make ziyarat of that. Or like the big hole. Today, what are our minds going to look at a big hole? If you really think, really we are gone upside down totally. What is there in a big hole? And you pay so much to go and see a big hole. What we have to worry about is the small hole, the qabr. That we are not worried about. We will see the big hole, but our small hole of the qabr, that is where reality will come out. Nobody will be with us. Not my mother, father, not my best friend, not my students, not my ustad. We're going to be alone. And it's a reality. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, till the day of Qiyamah. People who are in the qabr for 5,000 years and they are in enjoyment. Allah, what enjoyment. One time Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was burying one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala and suddenly he looked away. So the Sahaba asked, why you don't do this usually, what happened? He says, his hoor of Jannat Allah had already sent and it was not right for me to look at his hoor. So I looked away. What is his enjoyment? And what is the stamina and strength of a person in that life? What is the food and the enjoyment? وفيها فاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. What is that? That is why Allah put us here. Not for holidays, not for school, and we're going to destroy our iman in the schools, and not for going to make our girls the playground for non-Muslim children at the school. They are enjoying with our daughters. Hey, is that what we are crying for? That send our daughters to the universities so that the non-Muslims, the non-believers, make a playground out of our girls, and then she becomes pregnant, and then there are abortions, and then there are suicides. Parents want to commit suicide now. She wants to commit suicide. Now there's depression. Now there are drugs, alcohol. Is this what we are here in this world for? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You think we just created you in some tomfoolery and for waste of time? We created you, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, that you have and you endeavor and you rush and you speed into the limits of Akhirah. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقَتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعًا وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعًا. Allah Akbar. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. The figures of those Hurul Een, you can't explain them, what beautiful figures they got. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَفْكَارًا عُرَبًا أَتْرَابًا. Permanent they will be virgins. Every time you sleep with her, she's a virgin. And then عُرَبًا أَتْرَابًا. عُرَبًا, they are masters of love making. They love, how to make love, they are masters. What is PhD? What is the takhassus? What they know, and you'll be enjoying. That is why Allah created us. Not to go and make our face dirty and commit zina in the schools and universities. And our young girls at the time when they're the most prettiest, 13, 14, 18, 20 and universities, and the time when they are the most vulnerable, we put them as ready prey. Into the universities, not in the lion's den, not in the lion's mouth, not in shaitan's mouth, in shaitan's backside we go and put them. Is that akal? Is that brains that we got? And who is doing this? The kuffar? Leave them alone. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُ مُسْلِمِينَ ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا. Leave them, they are animals. They belong to the animal kingdom. But we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were supposed to lead mankind to righteousness. Today we, our daughters and we, me and you, in jeans, torn jeans, we pay more money than a good pair of jeans. Because it's fashion. For patched jeans we pay more money than a good pair of jeans, fashion. And brand name, then we pay so much more. What is the brand name? What difference does it make to that? And half socks, because we got half brains, we not half money. Money we got, but we are stupid, we don't know how to use the money. Use it for the orphans. Lot of money there is in the ummah. Use it for the widows, use it for the orphans. Don't let our girls think that if my husband dies, I must have a university degree. There is no barakat. Barakat in money is even you are earning a little bit, but you will be living comfortably, no worry. And then on top of that, with that little money you will be spending in the path of Allah. Those people who are earning with how many zeros, and all that zeros is zero. There is no barakat in it. They all that person who is earning 2,000, and then he may wants 20,000, he wants some more zeros, he only wants zeros. Now he wants 200,000, he just wants zeros. Zero is zero, you won't get anything. But use it according to the command of Allah and see the barakah. Allah will save you. You won't have disease, illnesses that you have to pay the hospital. They put, say, $500,000 down, then we can talk further. While your patient is dying, they want that money there. They are all just for that. Or if you're fighting court cases and you are paying huge amounts to lawyers, and the two groups of the lawyers are working it out how to finish the last cent of this person. Okay? Barakat will be, you won't be involved in any of those things and your life, and you'll be preparing for Akhirah. So our life and object is the Akhirah, not this dunya. Okay? So the departure time will come for everyone. and then we'll go in our qabr. Then those people who are leading us astray and telling us the wrong things of life, they will also, they won't want to have anything with us to do. Then there will come the day of Qiyamah. And that day will be a severe day, even for the righteous and the pious, only whom Allah make rahm on. Otherwise, everyone will be running away from one another. We will recognize one another, but we won't want to have anything to do with anyone. And on that day, three types of people will get the worst punishment. One is a person who a Nabi killed. A Nabi, it comes for, is a rahmat of Allah, sarapai rahmat, only rahmat. And he doesn't ask for one thing of his, for himself. Not a bed to sleep, not a meal, not money. La as'alukum alihi ajran. Nothing I want. I only want your goodness. How you can become successful. And so the Nabi, such a person, he kills somebody. That person, how bad he must be that a Nabi, or a person who killed a Nabi, a person who came as a Nabi and he killed him. The worst punishment. The second worst punishment is for those people who make photos and photography, who take pictures, and in there let each one of us, don't think of other people. We ourselves, today with the cell phone, the shaitan phone, that to take a photo is so easy, a video. We are in the ibadat of Qurbani and we are making a video. We are in the ibadat of anything else. My baby is sleeping and I enjoy peacefully. I take a photo. And my wife is sleeping and she's enjoying her sleep. She presented the food very nice. How she I take a photo. Food is all right, you can take. But all this animate objects that we take photos of. On the day of Qiyamah, a neck will come out from Jahannam. And it will pick up all those who are photo makers. Hey, we also think about ourselves. Don't just blame other people. We are also guilty. Anyone who takes all these photos on any occasion, animate objects also, for passport, visa, necessities, ID, etc., take the photo, but don't go smilingly. Show on our face that I'm unhappy to take my photo. Don't go and take color photos there. And don't take photos that show that I'm happy. And that also makes Toba istighfar. Ya Allah, I couldn't help it. I have to take this. I hate to do it. If we don't do it with that, then also we are liable. If we are happy that we are taking our photo. And we are taking it. Some women take their photos for passport also. Okay, it's a necessity. And I'm talking of pious women who go in Jamaat. They also with the hair, yeah, hair open. And beautiful photos with color photos, etc. We will be punished for that also. If we have to take that unhappiness, not that we are happy to break the law of Allah. When we have to eat haram because our life is going to be in danger, you cannot eat with relish. If you eat with enjoyment, it's sin, it's haram. You eat just because I can't help it. I just have to have. And you can only eat how much is necessary just to keep you living. You are not allowed to eat more. So all this, Allah Ta'ala, give us the understanding. Then the day of Qiyamah, pull sirat, we will have to cross the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. 1500 years journey, 500 years to get on, 500 years to walk the bridge. And 70% some people will have covered. Then those who made ghibat, backbited, they will drop down there. And you drop down, you drop into the fire of Jahannam. These are realities. We are all going to face it. Allah make it easy for us. Let us look after this iman which Allah has given us. Our children's iman is very valuable. We want our children to be happy. The real happiness is the life of akhirah. Yeah, in this dunya, if we go through some difficulty or something, no problem. But the akhirat, what will that be? And all these stages we are going to go. Some people will come through close to the doors of Jannat. Then like quicksand, they will just go in. Till we don't enter Jannah, we cannot save. When we enter Jannat, then, so we have to have that worry. We can't be laughing and joking and talking. We can't be wasting our time. We have to be preparing. Our aqidah must be correct. Our amal, our ibadat must be correct. Maamlat, we don't even think business dealings. They have to be correct also. And muasharat, our life, social life, interaction with one another, wife, children, family, neighbors, etc. Our akhlaq, our character is rotten today. Our adab, the fulfillment of etiquette, all this, hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people, and in that even animals' rights if we destroy. Anyone, we just killed ants for no reason. We poured hot water, boiling water over them for no reason. We are going to be answerable. So follow those ulama who remind us of this. See, the third punishment on the day of Qiyamah, one will be who killed a Nabi, or a Nabi killed that person. Second will be those people who took photos. And the third, that worst punishment like killing a Nabi, will be for those leaders who misled the people, who took them in on the wrong direction and did not teach them the right things. And that will be many places in the Quran it is mentioned, the fight between the leaders and the followers. On the day of Qiyamah, in the Qabr, you took me astray. No, I didn't. I just told you it was up to you. Why did you follow me? And that will be the blame game when it starts in this world. When something goes wrong, there was a robbery at home, there was something else, the child slipped and got hurt. And that is a problem on its own. Then the blame game. You didn't do this, you didn't do that. And that fight, that is even worse. So that will also take place. So let us be careful, and we as followers, we are not going to be absolved also. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ الرَّعِيَّةِ. Each one is a shepherd, and each one will be asked about his herd. The mother will be asked about her household. The father will be asked about his family. The ustad will be asked about his class. Everyone, and each one is a follower also. We are following somebody. Let us see who we are following. Just blindly following the people who just make our dunya. We must listen to the government. The government is very good for us. And we must look at the broader picture. And we must please the, we are minority in the country. And we must consider the other people also, the other citizens of all these narratives is jadu they make on us. And it has an effect. And we think, yeah, it's right what they are saying. They tell us have unity. And unity on what? On their evil, wrong things. We mustn't tell them anything. And they said you must be broad-minded. Broad-minded for what? For all their evil. And we today, that we must not be, they say, don't be an extremist. Don't be a fanatic. Don't be a, what else? Fanatic, extremist. Jay? Fundamentalist. And who are the extremists? It depends which side you're looking for out. Those people who must their Jummah namaz and go and make Jummah on a sports stadium, isn't he an extremist? He's not the person who makes Jummah in the masjid. He is a person obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Who isn't he an extremist who's telling our young girls they must go to university and they must expose themselves and they must destroy their izzat and their honor and the honor of the family and the honor of the town. Isn't he an extremist? Hey, get it right, just see which side. Why are we suffering from an inferiority complex? If those people looking at from the atheist point of view, and they are looking at it from dunya's point of view, we look at it that Allah becomes your eye by which you look. Allah becomes your tongue by which you speak. Look at it from Allah's point of view. Who are the extremists in this world? Who are the fundamentalists? And who are the people leading everyone astray? Allah give us tawfiq. And then when we enter Jannah, Allahu Akbar. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. Send our sons to go to the Darul Ulooms, learn Arabic and see the what beauty, what sweetness Quran has got. And those Qurra who read, mashallah, in the Arabic lehja. And when, when they read this ayat, if it doesn't shake you, there's something wrong with you, something terribly wrong. Quran has got that, not 2000 volt power in it, not 20,000 volt power. It will shake you out of your body, and you will stand in front of the world, and you will not be afraid of anyone. When Allah is behind you, and Allah's Qudrat is behind you, you don't fear anyone in the world. Allah has given us a short life, not to be wasted, not to follow the wrong people, and understand the fitness of our time, and understand who is leading us astray, and what the right path is. Alhamdulillah. Summa alhamdulillah. Still the ummah, all sitting here, we know what is the right. Don't let us be beguiled. Don't let us be misguided by a few little idiots who want to follow the government, who want to follow the atheists and the scientists, and want to make your dunya and let you forget your akhirat, and make you blind, put chloroform on your brain about the akhirat, and the dunya make it everything. This dunya is jifa, it's carrion, it's a dead animal. This dunya is the most disloyal. It never will, it never has stood with anyone, it will never stand with anyone. Who becomes Allah, Allah becomes his. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. So this is what our path, what a beautiful path. O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself, save your family from the fire of Jahannam. Don't let now the girls going with the small, short, mini skirts to school. Now the boys want to wear mini skirts to school. Where is our akal? Can we think what direction we are going? Hey, the girls, they are wearing the tight jeans, and they are wearing abayas from the home. But that abaya, it is designed, as they walk, it opens up and it shows the jeans inside, and entices the people. All this is preparation for the fire of Jahannam. And if we love our children, save them from the fire of Jahannam. Allah give us all tawfiq. And Allah the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that man ra'a minkum munkaran, whoever sees a wrong being done in front of him, man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. If you have that iman, and that is what we must strive for, and that is what was the original, use your hand and stop the person there and then. Allah give us tawfiq and make that environment to come alive again. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ. And if you can't, at least speak out against it. Speaking doesn't cost us money. We are talking all the time. Talk the right things. Tell them, explain to our children, explain to our wife and family, explain to the family, to the broader family and the community, that we are thinking dunya is everything. Make them understand akhirat is the real object. And وَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ. And if you can't do that, at least in our hearts, know that it is wrong. And change it with the heart, that is, make plain how I can work and this person can understand. Make dua that how this person can change his mind and change his life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, accept the brothers who organize this program, the local brothers for their wonderful and great assistance, and may Allah make it a means for us, for Hidayat, for Cape Town, for Africa, for the whole world till the day of Qiyamah, for all jinn and ins also. And don't forget our Durood Sharif, easiest way. Just read 100 times a day Durood, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif. We don't need the mic. If Allah hears, it's sufficient. And Allah hears from the heart, from a dumb tongue also Allah Ta'ala hears. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر كما أنت أهل فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهل ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك 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 ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك. لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا. Oh Allah, accept our gathering. Oh Allah, accept the wonderful talks of the ulama. Oh Allah, grant us protection from every wrong and every evil. Guide us and guide the ummah to righteousness. Oh Allah, please guide the ummah and the ulama of the ummah to guide the ummah to your pleasure, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from following shaitan and our whims and our fancies. Oh Allah, all this dunya's name and fame, all this gain of dunya is not going to help us at all, ya Allah. The world can't give us anything. Everything is only by you. Oh Allah, make our intentions correct. Help our ulama. Help all our people. Save us from shaitan. Save us from the ploys of the enemies, oh Allah, the atheists and the politicians, oh Allah, the scientists and the medical fraternity, all who are leading us astray. Save us all from them, oh Allah. Guide us all to righteousness, to your pleasure, oh Allah. Forgive us all. Save us, our children, our families from the fire of Jahannam. Grant all our marhumin the highest stages of Jannah. All who have got who are ill and who are in hospitals at home, who are in difficulty, remove all the illnesses, oh Allah. Whoever has got financial problems, remove them, oh Allah. Whoever has got disputes and arguments, fights, remove it, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those who are in jail and who are in torture places, especially those for the sake of deen, that they spoke the truth and today they have to be in jails and torture places. Help them, oh Allah. Help their families, oh Allah. Those who are unmarried, let them be married and grant the best spouses. Those who are married, give them proper understanding, love between them, and on Iman and Islam. Those who don't have children, grant them children. Those who have children, make them the coolness of their eyes, oh Allah. Let us not be throwing our children into the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, open our blind eyes, oh Allah. Guide us to righteousness. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.